Wir holen auf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph in der Mishnah. So the Mishnah, V'yoy dam Rav Yehuda ben Baba, that Rav Yehuda ben Baba said another Chiddush, and in the Mishnah before he said one Chiddush L'chumram, that the Heter Paseh B'royis is only by a Ve'er that belongs to a Rabbin. That's live water, a well that belongs to a Rabbin. Now he's saying another Chumra. V'yoy dam Rav Yehuda ben Baba, Hagina, if you have a big garden, V'hakarfif, that's also an open area, that has four mechitas around, like a park, that has four mechitas around it, Shehein Shivim Amo Vishirayim, which is 70 Amos and a little bit more, Al Ayin Amo Vishirayim, with on 70 Amos and a little bit more, as that's how wide this garden is, or that's how wide this park is, that it's 70 Amos by 70 Amos, and Hamokefes Geder Gvoya Asar Tvochim, that has a mechitza, gather a wall, going all around it on all four sides, that the mechitza is a good mechitza. The mechitza is a is 10 tefachim high. Is alocha metaltlin betoichai. You're allowed to carry inside this area, inside this garden on Shabbos, because it has dalad mechitzas around it. It's called the reshus hayochid. Obuvad, this is his chumra. Obuvad sheyehebo shemira. You still have to have a hut there that the shomim sleep in. Like Rashi says, shemira. Sukkah is shomim, a sukkah, a hut that the shomim, the watchmen, sleep in. Now, v'yaf agav hukav l'dira, this is the chumrah. Even though this garden is called hukav l'dira, the mechitzas around this garden were put up there, k'day somebody could sleep inside it, still, based on sayim hu d'shari t'feiloi, the rabbonim were only mati you to carry inside this area if it's only as big as up until a base of sayim. But once it becomes wider than a base of sayim, more than 70 amas by 70 amas, then midirabbanan is called the Carmelis, even though it has four mechitas all around it. Midirabbanan is called the Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside it on Shabbos. So he says, Ubavanchi, hey, Bosh Shemira, you have to have this sukkah, oi beis dira, or else a real house there that somebody lives there, oi shetei smuchel yir, or else at least it has to be nearby the city. Like Rashi says, the hoyel ukroiv ala beis, since it's near your house, daito lishtamish botomit, you have that to use it very often. That's considered as if it's hukav l'dira. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's chiddush, that even when you have a base of sayim, still it's only mutter to carry inside it if it's hukav l'dira. If it was made that it is a house inside that somebody lives there. Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu ein bo ela bor v'siachu morim metaltlim b'toichai. And you don't namish have to have a house that somebody's sleeping there, but you have to have something. You have to have some tashmishim there, something that you could use in this area. You have to have at least a bore, like a ditch that you have water there, or else tomorrow, like a cave, or siach is a longer ditch. That's like a picture of 55. There still has to be something inside this carpet, inside this park, that could be mishtamish you. Then it's also only mutter to carry if the mechitzas are not wider than 70 by 70 yamis. But once they become wider than that, it's also to metal to midrabbanan inside it. But we don't hold like this. We hold like next man diyamah. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu ein bo achas mikol elu." Even though there's nothing inside this park, there's nothing inside this area. It's an open area, just has four mechitas around it. Is metaltlim b'toichai. Still, you're allowed to carry inside this area. Like let's say there's a chair inside the area from before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around this area with the chair. Ubelvado shehebo shivim amir amo v'shirayim al shivim amo v'shirayim. In other words, the area should not be wider than 70 amos and a little bit more. We'll see in the Gemara, that means in tut and four tefachim, by 70 amos and four tefachim. If it's less than this, avada it's mutter. But up until this area, it's mutter. Once it becomes wider than this area, that's called more than a beis hasayim, then midirabbanan, it's also to metaltol, because it looks like a carmelis. But once it's only the shear of a beis hasayim, of 70 amos by 70 amos, it's, you are allowed to carry inside it, even though it's not hukav l'dira. That's the Bekibah's din, and that's what we pass in. So Rashi, Bavad shetei shivim amma v'shirayim alayin amma v'shirayim, v'lo yaser, but not more than this. The Gemara parath, the Gemara's in Estakasha, Tanakama nam yochakoma. The Tanakama of the first Mishnah also said like this. That was the shear of the first Tanakama, that up until the base of Sayim, you're allowed to be metaltal. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im hoysa orko yeser arochpo. If it's not a perfect square, but it's a little bit longer than it is wider, afidul ama achas, even only one amor, it's longer than it is wider, is the alocha ein metaltlim betoichoy. Then you are not allowed to carry inside it. Then with the rabbon, it's called the karmelis. A base of sayim is only mutter if it's a perfect square, 70 by 70. But once it's like 80 by 50, then it's no good. That's how to bless a chumra. So Rashi, im hoisa orko yoisa rochba filu ama achas. Even though instead of making it 70 amis wide, you only made it 60 amis wide. You made it a little bit less. For Yosef B'yokim, the male, instead of being 70 amis long, you made it 75 amis long. Still, it's no good. For Yain B'kul El Beis Hasayim, even though now you only have the area, the square area of a Beis Hasayim of 70 by 70, still ain't metaltlim. The Meruba Hu D'Shori Rabbonin Heichad Lahuka Fadira. In the case where it's not oimet to sleep, you're not using for dira inside it, the rabbanim were only makel if it's mamish a perfect square. It's not a perfect square, it's also. That's how Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosi oimer afilu orko pishnayim berochba. Even if it's twice as long as it is wide, like we'll see in the Gemara, really that was the real shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan, which was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide, so it's twice as long as it is wide, still is kosher. Mitalt lembetoichoy. You're allowed to carry inside, that's also called the perfect Beis Hasayim. 100 long and 50 amos wide. That's also the same square area as 70 by 70. But if in time it would be a little bit longer than this, then it won't be good. Omer Rabbi Eloi, Sotri Rabbi Lodi. Omer Rabbi Eloi, Shomatim Rabbi Eliezer. I heard over from Rabbi Eliezer three halachas. What are the three halachas he heard over from him? That one is, V'yafiluhi kebeis kur. Even though park is wide like a base kur, very wide, it's not hukuf ladira, but since it has mechitzas all around it, it's considered a reshus yochid that you are allowed to be metalto there on Shabbos. Hey, it's not only the shear of a base asayim, even wider. We'll soon see about that. We do not hold like this. We hold once it's wider than a base asayim, it's also. V'chein shemati another chiddush. Rabbi Eloi heard over the name of Rabbi Eliezer was that. Shemati mimenu anshei chotzer. If you have people that live in a chotzer, and they have their houses, and all the three houses open up into the same chotzer. So the halacha is, if you didn't make an eruv chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. What happens if three people made an eruv chatzeros, and one person, the fourth person living there that opens up into the chotzer, forgot to make an eruv chatzeros? So anshei chotzer sheshochach echod mehem v'loy iruv. One of them forgot to make the eruv chatzeros. And then in the middle of Shabbos, he was mevatel his reshus to the other three people. No, he was like mafkir his reshus to the other three people. Is the halacha, he heard over, that beisai osar malahachnis lohoitzi, loy. He is not allowed to carry from his house into the schotzer. He's this one person that forgot to make the Arubi Chatzeris, even though now he's mevatel his house to the other people, he himself still cannot carry from his house into the schotzer. Abolehem mutter. But the other three people, they're allowed to carry not only from their house into the chotzer, but even from their house into his house. His house is only usher for he himself. But for the other people, it's mutter. That's what he heard over. And the halacha, it's not that way. The halacha we hold is that when you're mevatel your reshus for them, you don't usher on the other people. The other three can carry from their house into the chotzer. For the nechanami, from your house into the chotzer, nobody's allowed to carry. So this is the second chiddush you heard over. The third chiddush you heard over was v'chein shemati mimenu sheyoytzim be'arkavlin bepesach, that you're allowed to use this arkavlin. Rashi said that the shame moror, you're allowed to use this herb for the moror on Pesach, and we don't hold like that. We hold this is not called a min moror. Now he said v'chazarti hakol tamidim. I went around to ask all the tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer, or bikashti lichover. I wanted to find somebody to chover that will agree with me that also heard these halachis. And I did not hear anybody that said like that. In other words, the halacha is not like these three cases. Like Rashi says, anshei chotzer sheshochach ulemocher on Shabbos bitul rishus lechaveri. He was mevatel his rishus to his chaver. She oisteres aleihem, he yachzes on them milohitzi mibateim lechotzer, that you now let him walk out from his house into the chotzer. Is the halacha beisai also lachnas loitzi lechotz letzorkoi? You're not allowed to carry from this person's house into the chotzer for his purpose. He heard over. Avolehem mutter, but for these other people, these other three people, lohavi kli betayim lebeisai dera chotzer is mutter. That's what we heard over this chiddush. All right, klar about these halachas about shitufim or chatzerim. We'll learn more about the perek later. We'll learn more about this. Rashi writes by a carvelin, Shei Moru. Obekashti lichove lishloisha dvorm halolu, im shomo mipiv. Anybody heard over from Rabbi Eliezer? Vuloi matzosi, and I didn't find anybody. The Gemara Meforish tomorrow will explain the Gabegino the Kafif Le Sharu Yasin Vesasayim. That in his first Kiddush, that you could carry even though it's wide as much as a base kur, we don't hold like that. We hold once it's wider than a base Vesasayim, it's also. The Gabeyan Shechot Sarvi, the Gaya to one person forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris, even though he's Mavatl, his Rishus on Shabbos, we hold. The Yaflehem, Osar Beisoy. Everybody is also to carry from his house into the Chotzer. But then with the other three people, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. Since this fourth person was mevatel his rishus, like Mafkri made a hefker that they could use it now, so he doesn't answer upon them. The Gemara Meforish Pluk Tayu, the Gemara will explain, Uvi Akavlin Sarvid Lav Moru. The Gemara also explained that we hold this herb is not called a good herb, it's not called Moru. He can't be Yetzer the Mitzvah's Moru on Pesach with the Akavlin. Sakti Gemara. My tono diktoni v'yoid. Hey, so I'll come here and our Mishnah starts off v'yoid Amar Yehuda ben Bava, as if to say he said another halacha. Why does it start off with the word oid? And Rashi says mantana Yehuda ben Bava begin of a karfiv liel. So Yehuda ben Bava is talking about a gin of a karfiv. The koma v'yoid the mashma the yomul liel bo chumra achriti, as if to say he already said one chumra before and now he's saying over his second chumra. So why does it say loshin v'yoid? So the Gemara Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum Datoni Lechod Lechumra, Uketoni Yachriti, since he learned in the Mishnah before one Chumra, and now the next Mishnah is telling us another Chumra, Mishum Hoki Ketoni Vyoid, that's why we use a Lashon of Vyoid, like Rashi. Elaine, Mishum Diyom Lechod Lechumra, Gabi Pasan, the Mishnah before, he said over a Chumra, Diyom Ardienoisin Oison, Elo Lebe'er Horabim. You only have the heter to use these passive royis if it's a well that belongs to the rabbin. That was one chumra. It's not enough a bear that belongs to a yochid or a boar that belongs to a rabbin. Pedavka be'er, mayin chayim that belongs to a rabbin. That was his first chumra. Vash the karma. Now in the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is saying over chumra achriti, another chumra, the afagav the hook of the dira. Even though you have somebody living inside this park, inside this big mokum, still, sure, it's from the base of Sayin. He holds, once it's wider than a base of Sayin, he's not allowed to be metaltal in it. That's his chumra. And then, Achlam, Lalacha, we don't hold like him. Lalacha, we hold like Rebbe Kiva, that the Mishnah's din of a base of Sayin is only if it's loyhuk of Ladira. People do not live in the park. But once it's like your own backyard or your own front yard that's open to your house, that you live there, then we hold, no matter how wide the mechitas are, still you're allowed to carry. So this was Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava's second chiddush, that no, that even though it's hukos adira, it's not mutter if it's more than a base of sayim. So that's the reason why the Mishnah says a lashon v'yoid. For the Gemara, that's the pshat for Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rabbi Yehuda the toni lei chod el chumra. Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah, this perek, said over one chumra, huketoni achriti. And now the Mishnah before, he said over a second chumra, Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds osir rabim umovat lo mechitzis. For loy ketoni v'yoid, and still the Mishnah before, navchav beis amar aleph, did not say Lashon like V'yoid on Rabbi Yehuda. Since he's saying a second Chumra in the same Perek, why doesn't say Lashon V'yoid on Rabbi Yehuda also? Like Rashi says, for Rabbi Yehuda Bari Loi, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, no Rabbi Yehuda Bari Loi, the Tony Liel, he said at the beginning of the Perek, Chod el Chumra, Tiyomar Adabe Sosayim in Tfei Loi, he said over that by Pasi Biroyis, they're only mad to you if the Mechitzas are not wider than a base of Sosayim. But once the mechitzas are more than a base of sayim, they were not matter by passive royce. As he holds, just the fact of using the water is not called hukof ladira. That was his chum in the first Mishnah. On that, the chum dingzich and said, no, since it's used to fetch water that the person could drink the water also, it's called like hukof ladira, and it's mutter no matter how wide the mechitzas are. Adi yamaba bepasin, like we had before. But Rabbi Yehuda was machmir and said, no, even if you're using pasin in between, it's only mutter up until the base of sayim. So that was one chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Vod the Tony Achriti. And now we have another chumra, and of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that he said where the Rabbim walked through, the pasim royis, is Alocha Yisalken Lutznodim. You have to pick up the pasim and move it to the side. V'loi Tona V'yoid. And this Mishnah of Chav Beis does not say Loshna V'yoid on Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Mishum de lav, because they're talking about two different halachis. The reisha ari b'midas hekif. The Reisha, the first mission of the Perek, is talking about how wide the Mechitzas could be by the Pasim. For the Seifa, Ari Bebitul Mechitzas. And the second mission here on Machov Bezam and Aleph, is talking about the Duradam break the Mechitzas. That's Halacha and Bitul Mechitzas. So what do you see? Since the Chumras are two different dinim, we do not say Halacha of the Yoid. So Mele Tzakasha, back to our Mishnah. How come we say here V'yoyd Amar Yehuda ben Baba? Since it's saying another Chumrah, this Chumrah has nothing to do with the first Chumrah. The first Chumrah was the Chumrah about what type of water they were matter. And now there's a new Halacha, not talking about Pasei Brayos at all. Now it's a new Halacha when you have Mechitzes that are more than a base of Sayim, can you carry there if it's Sukkah for Dira? So since there are two different Chumras, we have the Kasha. Why does our Mishnah say Halacha of V'yoyd? And for the Gemara, Hosam Afsukur Rabbonin. I tell you, the Pshar from the first Rabbi Yehuda and the first Mishnah of the Perek, the Rabbonin are interrupt in between. So when you have Afsukur Rabbonin, then we don't say Lashon of Yoid. Mashenkin Hocholay Afsukur Rabbonin. Here, our last two Mishnahs, this says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob in the last Mishnah, and now this Mishnah starts off right away with Vyoid on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob. Since there's nobody in between these two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobs, that's why we say Lashon of Yoid. Mashenkin, by the first mission of the Perek, Rabbi Yehuda said his Chumrah, that Pasib Royce are only Mutun to Lebeis Asayim, we had a Rabbonin there that said no. They said Pasib Royce is called like Hulk of Ladira, you're allowed to carry, no matter how wide the Mechitzes are, providing you have passing in between. So since the Rabbonin argued in between, then we have now, on the Chav Bezam and Aleph, another Rabbi Yehuda, we do not say Lashon of Yoid. Freddy Gemara, is that true? The Chol Heichod, the Afsuku Rabbonin. Anytime you have a Rabbonin in between the same man, the Yomra, like a Tani V'yoid, you do not say when he says a second Chumra, a Lashon of V'yoid, I have a Kasha. For Rabbi Eliezer the Sukkah, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara Sukkah, how many Suddis you have to eat in the Sukkah? Rabbi Eliezer over there says, like Rashi says, it's not the Masechta Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yudalit Suddis Chayev Odin Lechob Sukkah. You have to eat 14 Suddis on the Chag of Sukkis in Sukkah. The Chum Moimim Eno Dov Kitzah. Chum say, no, there's no shear. As many yet, many not, there's no Kiev. How many Suddis you have to eat? So that's one Machlekes. And then it says over there, and the Afsukur Rabbonin say, no, there's Eno Dov Saif. Hokatani, the next Mishnah there says, V'yoid? And still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. That says, V'yoid Amr Rashi brings down, V'yoid Amr Abelezer, Mishli Ochel Leel Yontav Rishin. If somebody did not eat the first night in the Sukkah, Yashlim Leel Yontav Achron. He can make a Tashlum to eat the last night in the Sukkah. So the kids said there are two different halachas of Reb Eliezer, and even though there's a Rabbonin that are mafsik in between, still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. So what do you see here? What do you see? So Rashi, I forgot that school. Ushmaminah. From here we see, Hayde Loitone by Rabbi Yehuda. How come in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's two Chumras, it doesn't say Lashon of Yoid? There has to be, the Teretz has to be Mishum Leidomehu, because they're talking about two different Yonim. Since it's talking about two different Dinim, the first Mishnah, the Perek, is talking about how wide the Mechitzes could be. The second Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is, do the Rabbim break the Mechitzes? Those are two different Halachas. So when we talk about two different halachas, then we do not say Lashon of V'yoid. So if that's the pshat, then it's Shver our Mishnah. How come here our Mishnah says V'yoid Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, like a second Chumrah, they are two different Chumras. Here he's talking about how wide the Mechitzes have to be, even though it's Sukkah for Dirum, and the din before was about the Pasim Beroyas is only Mutter for Be'er HaRabim. So since it's also talking about two different halachas, it should not say V'yoid. That's the reason why we do not say V'yoid in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda's din. So how come here Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo we do say V'yoid even though they're two different halachis? Elamai, the Teretz Yisrael is like this. Turn of V'yoid. Hosom b'milsayuhu di'afsaku. Hocha b'milsayachriti afsakuhu. So Rashi learns that Hosom b'milsayu means in the Gemara in Sukkah, that Rabbi Eliezer said, first halacha of Yudalit Suddis, she's supposed to eat in the Sukkah. The Chum answered him back and said, no, ain't no dove kitzvah. So the Rabbanim, when they answered back to Rabbi Eliezer, they answered back to his point. His Dumusai Yehudi Afsaku means, the Rabbanim answered back and only spoke about Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. So since the Rabbanim only spoke about Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, that's not called Hafsaka. That's not called the Rabbanim spoke about something else. So therefore, since the next din was Rebbe Eliezer's Chumrah, you're allowed to say V'yoid Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Now that's the same shot in our last two Mishnahs here. That's past V'yoid Omer Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo, because there's no interruption between the Rabbanim, between the different halacha, than the two dinim of Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo. Since first Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said one halacha that ain nois and pasim el lebeher rabim, and then the next Mishnah right away says another halacha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, even though the two different dinim, still you can say a lashon of v'yoid. So the only time we don't say v'yoid is our first Mishnah in the Perek. Where there Rabbi Yehuda said is chumra that pasim rois is only mutter if it's not more than a base of sayim. Then the rabbanon answered back. What did the rabbanon say? The rabbanon said no. You're allowed to make it no matter how wide you want. But the Rabbanan interrupted and said another halacha. They said halacha the Rabbanan that the din of a base of Sayim is only negated to a kafaf and to a gina. So since they also added another halacha that the Yehuda was not talking about, that's called an interruption. So now when the next Mishnah of Chav Bezom Aleph says another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, there we don't say void. Because like Mora says, halacha b'milsa achriti yasaku. There the Rabbanan interrupted with another halacha. They started to speak about the chal halacha of Yos in the base of Sayim. That it's only also by a karfif and a gina, by a regular open park. Mashenken by a passive broyus, where there you use the water to drink. That's called like a tashmish ladira. There it's mutter even wider than a base of sign. But since the rabbanon interrupted with another halacha, that's called an interruption. Therefore, we do not say the lashon of v'yoid. So that's why there's no spirit in the pshat. We always say avoid when there's no interruptions in between. And the Gemara in Sukkah is not called an interruption because the Rabbanan spoke directly back to Reb Lezer. Mashenken here is called an interruption because the Rabbanan spoke about something else, about a kafaf and a gino, which Reb Yehuda was not talking about. So here it's called an interruption, therefore we do not start off again and say the oid in the second Mishnah.
Yeah. So the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, afilu ein bo echod mikol elu metaltlem besoichoi. As if you have these mechitzas, you have four mechitzas all around you. As long as it's only up until the base of Asayim, it's only 70 yamas by 70 yamas, even though you have nothing inside it, there's no base dirum, still you're allowed to be metautel. It's not called the karmelus midrabonin, only when it becomes wider than a base of Asayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So the Gemara Lechura Rabbi Akiva Haino Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva is the same Tanakama as we had in the first Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches. So Rashi Do'omru Loi, Loyamru based Sasayim el Lugino Lakarfif. There's the first Chachomim answered back to Yehuda in the first mission of the Perek, of the second Perek, that we only say based Sasayim by Yegin and Lakarfif. Avalim Hoya Hukof Ladira, then it's Mutter. Alma Hechodika based Dira Afilutuva. That when you have a based Dira, somebody lives inside these Mechitzes, then no matter how wide you want to make them, it's Mutter. Uvashloi Hukof Ladira. But when it's not Hukof Ladira, just an open park, then base of Sayim, it's mutter up until a shear of a base of Sayim Rabbi Akiva. So why do we have to have a divrei Rabbi Akiva here? Because that's the first Tanakama in the first mission of the Perek. And for the Gemara Ike Benayo, no, there's some chilik between the two of them. Ike Benayo Dover Muet. There's an afkamina a little bit more over 70 yamis by 70 yams. So Drashi Ike Benayo Dover Muet, she base of Sayim, that a base of Sayim is yeser al shivamame vishurayim ribuyim. That it's a little bit more. A base of Sayim is a little bit more than just 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Kidatoni lakamon will soon explain it. Is latanakam or shari base of Sayim shleimim? The Tanakam in the first Mishnah says that it's mutter up until a base of Sayim shleimim means you have even a drop more than 70 by 70. We'll soon see the exact measurement. Well, the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, it's no. He says shivim vishurayim al shivim vishurayim vesuloi. It's only mutter if you have 70 yamas. Where the Shirayim means four tzvachim, by 70 yamis and four tzvachim. Vesulai benat mu'a. Kidu amri behedya. Like it says exactly. Vakama hein sasayim kachotzva mishkan. How much is a sasayim kachotzva mishkan? So they'll soon say this is the nafkamino if you add this little extra or not. That according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have it. You only have shivim by shivim. And according to the Tanakama, you have a little bit more. Zati Gemara. Like Rashi says, the Dover Mu'ut, Rashi the Kamma first, the Gemara will soon explain what is considered a Dover Mu'ut. So that's the Gemara now. The Kamma Shir Sosayim, how do we have the Shir of a base Sosayim, two Sos? The Chura, that's Kechotzer HaMishkan. That's the measurement that it was in the Chotzer by the Mishkan, the outside Chotzer of the Mishkan. For the Gemara, Menohan Emili, how do we know this at Rashi? The Marbinan Lei Lechotzer HaMishkan, the Shar by Yisra Shabbos. How do we know that we're going to use the measurements of the Chotzer HaMishkan to change around the measurements to make a din of a karfif of Hilcha Shabbos? Avad, this is only in Asmachta, because this halacha that was saying once the mechitzas are more than a base of Sayim, you're not allowed to be metalkal there. That's only midirabbanan. The rabbanan gave it a din of a karmelis. But avad, midirais, it's still called Rishus Yochid.
So who the shaila is here, where's the esmachta from the posik? We'll soon see. So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom HaKro, the posik says by the Mishkan, Orech HaChotzer Meya B'yama. How long was the Chotzer? 100 Amos. V'rochav Chamishim B'chamishim. This is the double lotion. The posik says, how wide was the Chotzer? It was 50 Amos, but it doesn't just say Chamishim. It says, V'rochav Chamishim B'chamishim. It was wide 50 in 50. What does that mean? What's this lotion of 50 in 50? So the Gemara Omru Torah, the Torah says, Toil Chamishim. Take this extra 50. In other words, look like this 100 by 50 is in two parts. One part is 50 by 50, and the other part is 50 by 50. So, Toil Chamishim, take this second part of 50 by 50, V'soviv Chamishim, and put it around the first Shetach of 50 by 50. And if you put 50 around 50, it comes out to be 70 by 70, we'll soon see in Rashi the Cheshbon. That's the Asmachta from this Pasuk, that it's Chamishim B'Chamishim. You put 50 around the original 50, which comes out to be 70 by 70. Refreti Gemara Kopon and Pashte de Kroh per Maiksiv. What is the Poshit Pshan this Pasuk? Havada the Mitzias, the Chotzer, the Mishkan, was not like 50 and then another 50 around it to be 70 by 70. Havada the Mitzias, the Chotzer, Mishkan, was 100 by 50. So what's this Loshen of Chamishim B'Chamishim? So the Gemara Omer Abaya, the Pasuk means to say, the Poshit Pshan, the Pasuk is Hemod Mishkan al Svas Chamishim. Put the Mishkan itself was only 30 Amos long and 10 Amos wide. Put the Mishkan at the beginning of the middle 50 Amos. So what would that be? Kadeshi hei chamisha mamalafonov. So you have in front of it, mamish a whole 50 by 50 Amos, that's in front of the Mishkan. The esrim amal l'chol ruach ruach. Now all around the Mishkan, there will be 20 Amos, because the Mishkan was only 10 Amos wide. And how much is the area of the Chotzer? 50 Amos wide. So there'll be 20 extra on each side. And now if we're putting the Mishkan at the beginning of the middle 50, how long was the Mishkan? 30 Amos. And how long is this Shetach of the Chotzer? 50 by 50. So it's 50 Amos long. So 50 minus 30 is 20. So on the place where the Chotzer is, there's 20 Amos all around it. And in front of the Mishkan, there's this other side, the other half of the Chotzer, which is 50 by 50. So that's Poshet Pshan the Posik, that Parochav Chamishim B'Chamishim means that around the Mishkan there is 50 Yamas in front of it, and all around it there are 20 Yamas around the Mishkan. Yeah, so now let's see Rashi how we have this Cheshbon that they say that the Asmachta from this Posik of Chamishim B'Chamishim means take the area of 50 by 50, and the second area of 50 by 50, put it around it. How do you put the area of 50 around the first 50? So let's see Rashi. Rashi, Minohani Mili Demarbinin Le Chotzer HaMishkan Le Shar Bayis HaShabbos. That we take the Chotzer HaMishkan, and instead of using the way it really was, 100 by 50, we're going to square it out. To learn from here the halachis of what's called the Karfif by Shabbos. Rashi, Mai B'Chamishim, Horochiv Chamishim V'Orko Meya. The Mishkan itself was 100 long and 50 wide. Tochig Sivi, this is what the Pasuk says, B'Midas HaKloyim, by making the curtains around the Mishkan, around the Chotzer. V'chein lepas tzofon, boirach kloyim meya oirach. That's klo, on the north side, it was 100 amas long. V'roichiv hachotzer lepas kedmo. How wide was it by the east side? Mizrocha chamishim amas, it was 50 amas wide. So l'maisa the Chotzer was 100 by 50. So what is the Pasuk saying, chamishim b'chamishim? Elo the esmachter is, omro elo omro toiro toil chamishim zekrashi. What does that mean? Sha'orkoi yeser arochboi. That the Chotzer was 100 Amis. In other words, it was twice as long as it was wide. It was 100 long and 50 wide. So the Pasuk is saying now, V'sovev chamishim hanaisorim. It's as if divide the Chotzer in half. One half is 50 by 50, and the other half is 50 by 50. So look at one half 50 by 50, and now take the other half and put it around this first 50 by 50. How do you do that? So Drashi Dehevilu Shivim Amis, it comes out to be 70 Yamis, V'dalet Tfochim Ruboyim, and 4 Tfochim are squared. Now, 70 Amis and 2 Tfochim, by 70 Amis and 2 Tfochim, is the same square Amis as 100 by 50. How do you have that? So, Rashi kates it. Osem mehen chomesh ritzuois shel eser amah. Take this extra 50 by 50, and divide it in 5 pieces. Each piece should be 10 amas wide. So if it's 50 amas wide, you have 5 pieces, that each piece is 10 amas wide and 50 amas long, because it started out with 50 by 50.